Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection. It's May 13, 2020, and I've got an encouraging word for you today and a little bit of some advice and some things that you could do right now that's going to help you to get through the time that we're in right now. And, you know, hope you're having a great week. We are in transition and we're moving through the COVID-19 pandemic, but we're also, my prophetic word for the month of May is to step out in faith, how to have faith and still be safe. Develop that plan, move forward. I do all kinds of things, you know, got videos going on, my podcast, my blog, the daily prophetic words. Best way to get all that is download my app, the Doug Addison app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store, and then turn on notifications and you'll be notified when I'm going live and when I release new things, and you'll get the daily prophetic delivered as well. All right. Well, Lord, we pray. We pray for the solution to the coronavirus, COVID-19. We pray for the healing, both supernatural and the medical things that need to happen right now. We pray for comfort for those who are losing loved ones. We pray for the breakthrough right now. We pray also for those who've lost their jobs that are in need. But also, Lord, we say, you're going to take this thing, what was intended for evil, and create good from it. So we ask that you would open our eyes to be able to see that in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this is a time that we need to get ready for what's ahead. That's what I'm doing. Many people kind of have had to pull back or, you know, station in place or haven't been able to do the things that you normally do. But God is opening up a door. And what he showed me with the coronavirus anyway was the three phases. And the first phase is that he's dealing with strongholds or things that are, you know, ungodly beliefs and things that are holding us back. Second wave is healing. Now we're between wave one and two right now. Healing anointing is going to come out of this. Third wave would be revival, but you have to have personal revival before you do anything else. So I want to really just kind of tell you how to be able to do that and look at the bottom line. I like that. I'm kind of a bottom line type of guy. So I asked the question once, God, what is it you want us to know to grow? What would help shortcut us? You know, when I've been, you know, in the past, I was trying to move into the, you know, different levels of maturity and I was moving along. I would always want to shortcut it. You can't actually. You can't shortcut the lessons that you have to learn. There's certain things, but you could find out what they are and you could work hand in hand with God, as I always do. I'd find out what is it that I'm supposed to learn if I didn't know, my goodness. And so I call it accelerated learning. Today I'm going to go over four things that are really beneficial for you in your spiritual life. Well, first of all, before I hit the four things, there are three basic things that we need to surmise as we look at the message of Jesus. And he actually says it in three different places. If I had to summarize the message of Jesus, it's first of all, Matthew 4:19. Jesus says, come and follow me. And so, you know, follow the Lord, learn things, learn his ways, learn about him, learn about his love and the different things. Step two, Matthew 22:37-40. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus called this the greatest commandment. So you want to follow Jesus. You want to learn to love, and that means yourself too and other people. You have to get along. Then in Matthew 28:19, he says to go into all the world and preach the good news, and he gives some instructions. It's called the Great Commission. So basically this, come and follow Jesus, learn to love, and teach others to do the same. And I've been repeating this process for, gosh, well over 25 years now. I've just kept my message simple. And I move in to the next level as God opens it up. So, you know, sometimes I think we push people too hard to try to become a follower of Jesus. But here at InLight Connection, we value your journey. We value your process where you are right now. And, you know, as I start to look at how Jesus did things, he really never pushed people. He didn't have requirements so much. And so we got to make sure we get away from the rule-based religion and get into that intimacy base. And that's one of the values that I see. So one thing that Jesus valued was a love. Love God, love yourself, love other people. Sounds pretty basic, right? But that means that we actually need to exercise that. Like, you know, when someone cuts you off in the car, you got to be careful what you think and how you treat other people online. Those are the things that we need to really move into as we develop the characters. So are you with me here? I want to go deeper now. I gave you the basics, but I want to go deeper on how to grow into maturity. As we're taking this time, if we're kind of on a world pause right now, some people are working hard. I realize the kids are at home. It's not exactly the peaceful time, or maybe you're a first responder or whatever your situation is, but you can still use this time right now to take a look at the deeper things that God's doing. So character, first of all, is how you act when no one is looking. And I don't mean like, you know, doing something gross in the car, while, you know, like you're sitting in a traffic light, picking your teeth or something. I don't mean that. But I mean how you act when other people are not looking. We need to be forgiving of others. We need to be honest, forgiving, loving, patient, kind. Those are the things you want to develop. And how you act behind the wheel of your car is an indicator if you have made it through this. I'm so serious. You need to be very careful to extend this everywhere. So Ephesians 4:21, you were taught in regard to the former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its evil desires, and put on the new attitude of your mind, the new self created to be like God. And so we have to actually go through this transition. Paul talks about this in Ephesians 4, that you're going through this transition of putting off the old behavior, you know, the things that's the strongholds I was talking about, things that are opposite of what God wants for us, not the rule book, just the things about love, about the attitude of our minds that do not conform to the pattern of the world, which would be revenge and, you know, things like that. And so we're now in a process. We are in a transition. We're really at war with the old and the new. And it takes time. So have grace on yourself in the midst of this. We need to grow in to this new character, the new person, the new behavior. And I don't mean just trying to be good. I just mean just to, you know, is to be as close to Jesus as you can in the midst of it. So God gives us the Holy Spirit to empower us to change. You know, we don't have to do it by our own strength. And I want to summarize what I believe God wants us to learn on how to grow in our character to become more like Jesus. You know, some people spend a lot of their life wandering in a spiritual wilderness because they're trying to develop things in their life and they don't know what it is that they need to do. And the cool thing is that as we're doing this, I'm going to lay it out. If you just listen to this again and do these basic steps, no matter where you are in your maturity, starting out or moving forward, you can actually go to a new level with this. Here's the four things. First of all, you need to learn to be humble. God wants you to learn to trust him. That's number two. Number three, he wants you to learn to choose him. And number four, he wants to remove the things that you desire more than him. So I'm going to go over a couple of these right now and do an activation prayer that's going to open things up. First of all, humility. 1 Peter 5:6 says, humble yourself under God's mighty power, and in good time he will honor you, or he will lift you up. So as we humble ourselves, God will lift us up. We got to make sure we don't get that backwards and try to promote ourselves too soon. Now, maybe you've heard me talk about false humility. You got to be careful that you're not being falsely humble. Falsely humble is where you're not allowing God to work through you at all. You're pulling back. But true humility actually is a walking through, make sure you don't have pride, and make sure that you don't think of yourself more highly as you should. And don't believe everything people say, bad or good, is what I do. And don't think of yourself more highly. Realize that God, actually, He's working through you and that it's a process. And so once you start flowing in this, then God will actually show up for you. I don't have to strive. I used to strive. Well, I tell you, I strive. I was a striving person because I wanted to do a good job. But right now, I have the ministry of showing up. In other words, you know, I show up. I prepare. But I show up. I have that gift of showing up. And then I ask the Lord to move. And He does most of the work. I tell you, I have to say yes at times. I have to do restraint. But it's the gift of showing up. And if you operate in humility, He will actually meet you in these times. So number two, God wants you to learn to trust Him. This is called faith. Hebrews 11:1. Faith is having the confidence or assurance that we hope for without the evidence of seeing it. And so faith is believing in the things you do not see. And it causes you to trust God. So you want to trust God in the midst of this time, believing that God has not abandoned you during COVID-19. Believing the prophetic words are still true. Believing that the things that He's promised you will come about. So the Bible says, may my God meet all your needs according to His riches of glory in Christ Jesus. So what you need to do is begin to trust God. If you're not already, just stay on that. Trust Him each day. Trust Him each week. So a major part of the plan of the enemy right now is to hold you down. Really hold people down through this area of not trusting the Lord. So number three, God wants you to learn to choose Him. Romans 6:16 is a good verse for this. And don't you realize whatever you choose to obey becomes your master, Paul says. So faith is believing, but then we need to actually choose to do what's right. We need to put prayers to it or put feet to it. I call it activating the Word of God or activating the prophetic words. So the question's not so much WWJD, that's true, what would Jesus do, but about WWYD, what would you do? Learn to make the right choices, good choices at the right time. Number four, God wants to remove the things that we desire more than Him. These are strongholds that I've been talking about. And that's another word for this is idolatry, but that's not a popular word, but it's true. You know, we got to be careful that we're not going after money, power, acceptance, prestige, friends, those types of things. And as we do this, it's okay to be successful. It's okay to want things. Just don't allow them to own you. It's okay to want nice things. Just don't allow them to own you or anything like that. And sometimes we have to sacrifice things to be able to get to this. And so there's time right now that God is shifting things. He really wants us to be a people that are blessed. I'm not afraid to say that God wants you to prosper, but you just need to get that prosperity message cleaned up and use it for other things. You know, use it for the things of the kingdom. 1 John 2:16 says, for the world offers only the lust for our physical pleasure, the lust for everything you see, for pride and possessions. But these are not from the Father. These are from the world. So, you know, it's okay to have this stuff. Just don't let it have you. You know what I'm saying? So we can move now into this time, the four things that will help you to go to the next level. And as you do this, you can take these. I believe that God's going to take your ability to hear His voice to the next level. I believe He's going to move things in your life right now. And so let's just pray. Lord, I pray that You would activate this word and You would take the four things that I've been talking about here. And these are things You put on my heart to share about being humble, about learning to trust You, about learning to choose You, about removing the things we value more than You. And Lord, we pray right now that You would bring us into an alignment as we do this, because this is aligning us on earth as it is in heaven, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you know, I talked about, you know, the journey of following Jesus, and maybe you don't know Jesus or not, but I just want to give you that opportunity. Just ask Him into your heart. Ask forgiveness of sins and ask Him to walk with you and make Himself real. Or maybe you want to rededicate your life now to the mission of what God's done. You can do that as well. I want to always give that opportunity. It's not complicated, but just keep showing up. That's what I said, the gift of showing up. All right. Well, I've got a couple of things to offer. One is the Influencing the World Masterclass. And this is going to be coming on May 11th. We're actually extending this to May 15th. But it is How to Work and Minister Online. And it's for a crazy low price because of COVID-19. Normally, it's $97. I've just developed this, just wrote it. I'm releasing it for the first time. But it's going to be $27. And it's actually a one-time. You don't have to show up for it. The life of, we will give you access to a website where you can actually get coached with our coaches, Intellect Connection coaches, to help you in the 4 sessions. Just go to DougAddison.com/influence. Also, we're doing a webinar, an online workshop. We've done the last two we do for free. I usually do one a month, but I did one on fear. We did that one for free. I did another one last month and, you know, how to change things over your life. But this was a powerful one. Back to our regularly scheduled ones is Strategies from Heaven, How to Prosper in Any Season. This is Saturday, May 23rd, 10 a.m., and it's $37. Go to DougAddison.com/prosper to find out more about it. Well, hey, I hope you're going to have a good week. I know you are. I know God's going to shift things. He's shifted the spiritual atmosphere over you. So see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.